Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, our next guest, Craig Hoffman. He has been killing it for 106.7 The Fan. He's our beat reporter. He's been all over the roster cuts. You must follow him on Twitter, at Craig Hoffman. He is driven by the summer sales event at Lindsay Ford and lindsayford.com, and he joins us right now on this holiday, and I assume you're out at Redskins Park. It looks like, Craig, there has been some number changes out there today.
Yes, Aaron, I am out here, and there has been some number changes. Obviously, we knew some of that with guys like Jimmy Moreland, who was wearing 25. If you're like, no, that's Chris Thompson's number. For training camp, they do the white and the red. And I think everyone's seen all the pictures and kind of understands how that works. But regular season comes around, time for some new numbers. Moreland's got 32. And then the other big one, Trey Quinn, is now going to be 18. Josh Doctson, obviously, no longer here, which I'm assuming we might talk about. But Trey is going to switch from 14 to 18. So if you bought a rookie year Trey Quinn jersey, it's just become a collector's item because he's got a new one amongst some other guys.
Awesome. It's good to see that the guys are back at work today. What were your takeaways from no Josh Doctson? He did not make the team. Obviously, we caught up on Saturday about this, but hopefully this is a different audience here today. And I was hoping Josh would stick around and maybe be able to contribute, especially given the fact he has a lot more experience in the NFL than some of these younger guys. What was your take on this?
Well, if you take Paul Richardson out of the room, if you put him to the side for a second, Doctson's got more NFL experience and production, by the way, than everyone else in that room combined. So, yeah, I thought that would be the case for him. Is, you know, they take a look around and go, man, we don't have anybody who's done it at this level. But they clearly thought Richardson could be kind of that guy for them, and they think that if they just give the same opportunities to Robert Davis or to Terry McLaurin or to whoever – that Josh Doctson's been getting for 4 years, that the production would be better. And ultimately, that's where they decide to move on. It's simply a matter of they think if they give the same opportunities to some of these younger guys, they're going to get better production. And, you know, while I don't know if that's necessarily going to be the case, I think there's some plays that only Josh makes. I think there's other plays that maybe another receiver does better with some better speed, some better separation ability, and more trust from a quarterback. Time will obviously tell, but it's not like Doctson can look back at his production his first 3 years and go, oh, look at how good I was.
Right,
you know,
and
he just didn't produce to the level that was needed, not just to be a first-round pick, but to really keep your job as a starter in this league, and that's why they move on. And it's unfortunate for Josh. I liked him a lot as a guy. I thought he's thoughtful. He's different. He's a football player. He's very different than most football players, and there's certainly some people that rubbed the wrong way, but I enjoyed how introspective he was. I enjoyed his global worldview, and the few times that I did talk to him, I wished that was still an option and all.
Me
but
too.
This is the business, and it's time to move on, and the Redskins have.
Do you seem like they're rolling the dice a little bit since some of these guys are just unproven?
I mean, but that's the thing. Everyone keeps saying that, but how proven was Doctson?
True,
yeah, that would be fair. My counter argument. It's like
and the hype was there with Doctson, I guess, a little bit more.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
But who's a better receiver, Terry McLaurin or Josh Doctson?
Well,
McLaurin.
Great point.
I think that we're gonna everyone else is gonna learn that quickly, but they've already figured that out here. I mean, Terry was gonna start even if Josh stayed. Terry took Josh's job straight up, and the fact that he took his job and they don't want to use him on special teams anymore is why Doctson isn't here. They couldn't afford a roster spot for a rotational receiver who doesn't play special teams. So, that's the thing is, aren't they going with unproven guys? Yeah, but you tell me what point in the offseason they aired. You tell me where they should have taken gotten a proven receiver, because in the first round there wasn't really anybody available unless you are just such a big Hollywood Brown fan. And obviously he went way later in the first round to Baltimore. And we'll see. He hasn't even, I think, been basically he hasn't been back to practice yet. So with the foot injury, that's taking forever to heal. So that certainly was anything but a sure thing. And there were no big time receivers outside of Golden Tate on the market, and he went quickly for a high price they couldn't afford to the Giants. So it's a situation where I don't know how they could have really made this situation better without some massive trade, and they weren't in a position to do that. So I think they did well with McLaurin in the third round. I think Robert Davis can be a player, and we'll go from there. But it's not like they're giving up on something that was awesome. Everyone couldn't, you know, the fan base was upset with Doxson in the first place, and all of a sudden they're upset that he's gone.
It did kind of seem like it was time to turn the page, but I'm with you on that one. What about Jordan Reed? Is he practicing? Is there an update on him?
He is not practicing. We will get an update afterwards. Last time we asked, Jay said he thinks Jordan will be ready for week one. I think Wednesday is the big day. If he's not practicing on Wednesday, start to get nervous, or if he's at the very least not running around on Wednesday, you know, with the trainers on the side field, then I would start to get nervous. But as of right now, he's not doing anything that we know of yet.
What was your reaction, you know, the Redskins front office bringing in a couple Eagles players, try to get a little insight and have a leg up on this game Sunday? What was your take on the signing today?
Yeah, I don't think that, like, bringing in Wendell Smallwood is all of a sudden some, like, oh my God, now we've got the inside secrets of the Philadelphia Eagles. It is a kind of unique situation because, like, you can't actually sign someone off of a practice squad. Like, say the Redskins, you know, get through this week and all of a sudden they're going to Dallas. They're actually prohibited from signing someone off the Cowboys practice squad next week. Mm-hmm. So this is the one time a year you can kind of do this. And it also is a unique time of year because the Eagles, just like the Redskins, were getting ready for the Eagles last week. The Eagles certainly have spent some time already game planning for the Redskins. So is there a chance that Smallwood is kind of being brought in as a spy? Yeah, definitely. And I think they'll use that to some level. But at the same time, I think they also just think he's a better player than Byron Marshall. He's got some ability in terms of speed, so big play ability. You know, and he's done some serious damage against the Redskins in the past. So we'll see what he can do and see if he's even active this week. But Byron Marshall made this roster by the skin of his teeth, and he was always going to be the first guy cut when they did something else, and that something else happened to be at his position anyway.
What matchups are you looking forward to between the Redskins and Eagles? I think it's still unclear, right, if DeSean Jackson's going to play, but I'm looking forward to seeing him again.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly one of them. That's a huge test for the secondary. The one thing that they're not as gifted at is that top-end speed. So, Monte Nicholson has it, but that's a huge test for Monte to be able to stay on top of DeSean, or if Quentin Dunbar has to run with him. Because do we know Josh Norman? That's not his forte. He'd rather get mixed up with some of these big physical receivers where he's unbelievable. So I think that's an interesting one. I mean, Fletcher Cox on Ereck Flowers, that's huge. Flowers' first game as a professional at guard, he's going to have Fletcher Cox in his grill for 60 snaps, and he's going to have to move him on in the run game, and he's going to have to survive in the passing game. So that's about as tough of a test as you can get for Flowers in his first game. And I'm sure he's seen Cox before on some on the outside. But to get it inside there is, I think, one of the most key matchups of the game. And then, you know, obviously we'll see if Jordan plays. But if Jordan doesn't, then how do these receivers match up with an Eagles secondary that's been up and down the past couple of years?
All right. So this one's a fun question. Since it's a holiday, switch gears a little bit. For $1 million, Craig, all you have to do is score a point in the NBA, hit a pitch in Major League Baseball, or run for a first down in the NFL. Which one are you most likely to succeed at?
Oh, man. It's definitely not run for a first down. Like, it'd have to be blocked so perfectly.
I thought the same thing. I was like, whoever picks that is super confident.
Like, the NFL one, it's blocked perfect. Like, either the first carry is blocked perfectly or I die. So that's probably not it. Hitting a base, but the best hitters in the history of the sport are successful 30% of the time. I'm not giving myself a chance to even make contact if someone was really pitching to me, nevertheless, make contact in a way that would be a base hit. So I will go with score a point in the NBA. I'm either just going to try to catch and shoot as fast as possible, and if I'm being given unlimited shots, I think eventually I might get lucky. I'm a good enough basketball player that, like, I could make it if somehow I got left wide open. I have to run around for a long time. Or I'm just going to run into somebody, draw a foul while we're in the penalty, and then make a free throw.
Oh, now that's the play. I like
ingenuity.
That.
I just need to flop successfully one time.
That is a great, great strategy. Well done. Craig Hoffman, you're the man. Thank you so much. You killed it this weekend. Thank you so much for all of your coverage.
You.
Yeah. So Craig Hoffman is driven by the summer sales event at Lindsay Ford and lindsayford.com. 0% financing, up to 130% of KBB for trades, and no payments till fall. How do you like that? You'll love it at Lindsay, lindsayford.com. So I want to ask you, 1-800-636-1067, for $1 million. All you have to do, I mean, it's super easy, right? All you have to do is score a point in an NBA game, hit a pitch in the MLB, or run for a first down in the NFL. Which one are you picking? Which one are you most likely to succeed at? We're having a little fun on this holiday. 1-800-636-1067. I'm back with your reaction right after this. It's a holiday. Jim Jester's fired up, playing the air drums behind the glass. Are you a musician? I get the sense you're in a band or something.
Good God, no.
All right, so a swing and miss from me.
Completely.
Well, we can't be right every time.
You saw Fat Guy and assumed guitar, didn't you?
I didn't. Oh, my gosh.
Where's Russell?
Was anyone in a band on this staff? I know I wasn't. All right, this topic is fun. 1-800-636-1067. So apparently some guys who work for Deadspin got in a big office debate. Kind of like a fight, basically. They started debating over a tweet that they were sent from a guy named Jacoby. And he tweeted them, or actually, I think he just did a poll. It was a random poll, and I think Deadspin picked this up, and they were debating it. For $1 million, all you got to do is score a point in an NBA game, hit a pitch in the MLB, or run for a first down in the NFL. Which one are you most likely to succeed at? 1-800-636-1067. If you're listening on the radio.com app, wherever you may be, A, we appreciate you, and B, let's have a little fun with this. Let's get creative. Let's get a debate going. Which one would you succeed at? Let's go to Irvin in D.C. What's up, Irv? Which one are you picking?
Aaron, I know it was hard to decide that, but I mean, based on my background, based on those three athletic sports, I think I would go for football based on the contact and stuff because, you know, it's my favorite sport. Hey, Aaron, I know it sounds a little crazy.
Are you trying to die?
Aaron, all I'm saying is, okay, all of my concentration, hitting a pitch is real hard.
No kidding.
Basketball is still concentration, angling and stuff like that. Football, yeah, you're going to get the contact. But I think, to me, I mean, it's got to be football for me, just for me speaking. I know it sounds a little suicidal and all that stuff, but I'd rather just have the contact and stuff like that.
I'm not mad at the confidence. Irvin, you have yourself a wonderful day. Thank you so much for the call. All right, so all of these are pretty much impossible for me. I'm just going to be honest, okay? But I don't know. I'd probably pick the NBA here. I kind of want to steal Craig's idea where you get fouled and then hit the free throw. I like that idea. If you say that that's not an option and, like, that's cheating in this scenario, I'm still probably picking NBA. I mean, none of these are happening for me, okay? There's no way I could hit a pitch in Major League Baseball. Let's be clear. I mean, there's most professional baseball players can't even do it, okay? So I'm sure as heck not doing it. The NFL, I mean, that would just be comedy to see me try to run for a first down. I mean, even to take two steps, I'd probably die. So I guess I'm going NBA on this one. 1-800-636-1067. What say you? Let's go to Joe in Centerville. Which one are you picking, Joe?
I'm picking the NBA because I was just telling your screener, I went to hit off a pitching machine one time on vacation, and I had him just to see what a 90-mile-an-hour fastball was like. I set it at that. And after just watching the first few go by before I even knew they were coming, I started swinging when the ball was going through the setup process of the machine, and the best I could do was foul one off by dumb luck.
At least you made contact.
Well, yeah, but that was because I just swung blindly, just hoping I would hit it. And then with the NFL, I would end up blowing the whole $1 million on medical bills just by throwing it over that 10 yards. So,
right.
Yeah, I take my chances with the NBA.
I love it.
I mean, like Craig was saying,
that foul strategy is the move, I think, right?
I thought that was brilliant. Yeah. I would do that if I could. But even just hoisting one up as soon as I catch and shoot, I'm at least a decent enough shooter that I could, by, again, blind luck, I might be able to hit one. But at least I wouldn't die.
I mean, it would be a miracle. I think I have a better chance winning the lottery than running for a first down in the NFL.
Oh, my God. Well, you would never live to see the money.
Fair point. And then, so why are we doing it, right? Okay, Joe in Centerville.
Right.
Thank you so much, Joe. So he picked basketball. The question is 1-800-636-1067. For $1 million, all you got to do, it's real easy, folks. All you got to do is score a point in an NBA game, hit a pitch in Major League Baseball, or run for a first down in the NFL. Which one are you most likely to succeed at? 1-800-636-1067. So a guy on Twitter, Get the Bag Coach is his Twitter handle. It looks like his name is Jacoby. He sent this out and it went viral. When this was posted, there was like over 30,000 votes. It's a fun question, super fun question on this holiday. So I'm taking your calls. Which one do you think you are most likely to succeed at? Let's go to Chuck in Woodbridge. What are you picking, Chuck?
I'm definitely picking the NBA. I really believe that a decent high school person could probably score on James Harden the way he plays defense.
Oh, wow. James went to ASU. That's where I went. So, you know, I try not to hate on him too much, but I see your point there. I see your point. So you're saying, hey, these guys in the NBA, they're not playing a whole heck of a lot of defense. I like my chances scoring. Now, are you driving through the lane or, like, what are we doing here?
I don't think it really matters. I mean, I played in college, so for me, I could probably hit a step back three, especially considering now you can travel like 7 steps before you have to shoot.
I love it. Could you dunk?
In college, yes. Now that I'm 50, no.
All right, I like the honesty. That was Chuck in Woodbridge. Thank you. Enjoy the day. I appreciate the call. This is fun. So for $1 million, all you have to do is score a point in an NBA game, hit a pitch in the MLB, or run for a first down in the NFL. Which one are you choosing? 1-800-636-1067. I was just remembering one of our callers. I don't know what exactly it was that he said, but it made me think about it. So my brother, was an MLB player. He pitched for the Cardinals and Dodgers, and I used to play catch with him sometimes in the backyard. Even playing catch, like, my hand would sting so bad from catching one of his balls. Like, my brother threw heat. There is no way I'm stepping up to the plate and trying to swing a bat. Jim Jester is our producer. I know you've got thoughts on this, Jim.
I do. Now, you don't know, from 1993 to 1997, I was the bat boy for the Bowie Bay Sox.
Oh!
Yes.
Nice.
So one time during a rain delay, we were back in the tunnel where they would go hit batting practice, I guess, or whatnot. Armando Benitez came out there when us bat boys were back there screwing around and threw some. I've never seen a ball go past me as quick as he threw it. And I was like, holy ass. It's like, it's just kind of just sticking your bat out and praying to God that it hits the ball.
Right. Like, I'd probably almost be better off if I was blindfolded because then I might not be as scared thinking about what's coming at
me. Just in case he loses control and hits you with that thing.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. We only got a few minutes left in show, but for $1 million, all you got to do is score a point in an NBA game, hit a pitch in Major League Baseball, or run for a first down. Which one are you most likely to succeed at? Now, according to this poll in the results, 82% said NBA. Kind of not a shocker, pretty much in line with what we heard from you guys. 10% picked NFL, 8% picked Major League Baseball. Hats off to Craig Hoffman. He came with the play of the day when he said, you know, flop, get fouled, do whatever you have to do, and then hit that free throw. We're going to take a quick call. I only have a couple minutes left, so you got to make it quick. Chris in Alexandria, what are you picking, Chris?
I think I would probably pick baseball.
Ooh.
Only because of the fact that what you said was hit the pitch. So if I have, just have to make contact with it, it doesn't say I have to hit a single.
True.
Does that mean I have to put it in play?
See, look at you. You're getting creative. I like this.
So if it's just hitting it, I have a better chance of just making contact with it.
Yep.
Actually just closing my eyes and just swinging and hoping he throws a fastball down the middle.
Yeah.
But my other question is this. I mean, again, and these are all caveats because it's a fun question, is if the players on the other side know that we're going for $1 million, just like Michael Jordan never wanted to give Tony Kukoc a basket in that first game in the Olympics.
That's a fair point, and I hate that I had to cut you off. I only have 10 seconds left in show. I should have started this segment earlier. Thank you, Chris Russell, Craig Hoffman, Jim Jester, Jerry Brewer, all of our callers. Kareem Copeland, Nats on Deck, is up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.